listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Aha! Trail Mix, Take On Me. Gray here with you. Good morning, good morning. Thanks for starting your day with WPFP. It's not, I mean, it's raining on and off. When I look out, oh yeah, it totally is. I was about to say it's not raining, but it's a rainy day. Prepare for it. It's Friday, though, so we get balance. We get balance. It's an optimistic rainy day. It's a rainy, optimistic day. Yin, yang, yang, yin. Not enough caffeine for this kind of day. Oh, man. We stacked firewood last night. So just because I did anything at all after being out of shape from this winter, I burned 50 extra calories yesterday, and so I'm absolutely just devastated today. Because of that, we're going to have a chill day until we get to the 8 o'clock hour when I can talk about some football. Four more songs makes five in a row to start this hour, and then we'll chat a little bit about general newsy type info, a little bit of news. I wanted to touch on the online store selling Trump 2028 hats. President Trump mentioned a couple months ago. He didn't mention. He was asked about whether he might run for a third term, which I think most of us are aware, is currently illegal. I wanted to talk about his response, which is that there are methods, and he's right. There are absolutely there is absolutely 100% a path to that happening. I just wanted to lay out what that path would require. We're talking about going around an amendment, basically. So unless there's some kind of back alley method for it, I just wanted to break down what that would require and what that might look like if President Trump and his team were to attempt it. Frankly, I don't expect that to happen. That said, we're going to chat about that and about some movies, or a movie that is opening this weekend, just kind of general news movie info thing. By the way, talking about the third term thing will be completely political. It's just something, or will be completely apolitical. It's just something that's been in the news after, I believe it was Eric Trump, President Trump's son, was posted in a picture wearing one of those 2028 hats, which strikes me as a fantastic distraction, you know, a good rile them up kind of move. But we'll chat as though it were a serious thing, and I'll break down what that kind of thing would require. We'll talk some movies, and then later this hour, we'll get into the sort of sports report. So we've got a little bit of news, a little bit of movies, a little bit of sports, a lot of sports in the 8 o'clock hour, and then the 9 o'clock hour will be, as usual, some birthdays, then some fun, then I'm gone. We're WPFP. This is Ellie Goulding on Trail Mix. Love me like you do.
You're the light, you're the night, you're the color of my blood. You're the cure, you're the pain, you're the only thing I want to touch. Never knew that it could mean so much, so much. You're the fear, I don't care, 'cause I've never been so high. Follow me through the dark, let me take you past the satellites. You can see the world you brought to life, to life. So love me like you do, la la, love me like you do. Love me like you do, la la, love me like you do. Touch me like you do, ta ta, touch me like you do. What are you waiting for? Fading in, fading out, on the edge of paradise. Every inch of your skin is a holy grail I've gotta find. Only you can set my heart on fire.
Mix 103.1.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her.
your forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
And all that glitters is gold.
Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ. Judging by the hole in the satellite picture, the ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
All that glitters is gold.
Only shooting stars break the mold.
Go for the moon.
Mouth on Trail Mix. That was All Star. We're talking a little bit of news, a little bit of movies today. I saw something pop up in the news as I was just kind of preparing for the day. It was that Eric Trump showed up in a photo on a social media site. I believe it was kind of advertisement-ish, not that he was necessarily actually endorsing anything, but he was wearing a hat that said Trump 2028, rewrite the rules. So first of all, I think there's like a 66% chance this is nothing but distraction. You know, like it could be him. Maybe Eric is running in 2028 and rewrite the rules is just, you know, it could be his version of Make America Great Again. It doesn't actually have a specific meaning, but hey, presenting in this way, it's a brilliant rile 'em up move. You know, a little bit of look at the birdie and they get to sell a couple hats, you know, make some campaign money. I think it's more going to be in that realm, but the hat caught some attention because under the current Constitution, if we're talking about Donald Trump 2028, he wouldn't be eligible to run again that year. I wanted to crack that nut open today, basically. Why he wouldn't be able to, what would need to change, politically neutral. I just wanted to talk about this. It's kind of a fascinating topic because the wall that's in place, the barrier to Trump running again in 2028, assuming we're talking about Donald here, I'm fully thinking it's that kind of maneuver. It's a clever move. But the 22nd Amendment is what we're talking about. We're talking about the Constitution. The Constitution is what's in the way. The 22nd Amendment was ratified in 1951. It limits any U.S. president to two elected terms. Now, that might be another thing. Two elected terms. If we can get some kind of technicality loophole thing to nullify one of the terms he's already served, or some other way to, you know, elect him as vice president and then have somebody bow out. You know, there's theories about that. But this is it's pretty airtight. Ever since FDR was elected to his fourth term, during which he passed away, he was the only president ever elected to more than two, because before that, it wasn't actually a rule. George Washington himself retired after two terms, thus setting the precedent, but it wasn't legally mandated until FDR, you know, kind of broke tradition. World War II was going on. FDR had been kind of seen as a savior from a lot of things already. But anyway, Trump already served one term from 2017 to 2021. And if reelected this November, he'd be finishing his second and final allowed term by 2029. So what would it take to actually rewrite the rules? First of all, changing a constitutional amendment is not an easy task, and that's by design. You want to have massive agreement from most of the country to do that sort of thing. And so this would require two-thirds of both the House and the Senate to propose a new amendment. That's basically what happened when Prohibition was repealed. There was another later amendment added, which repealed the, I believe it was the 18th, was Prohibition. Backtrack. Two-thirds of both House and Senate, or two-thirds of state legislatures. So either way, two-thirds of almost everybody, decision-making body-wise. Then three-fourths of states would have to ratify it. So you'd have to get two-thirds of House and Senate, and then 38 out of 50 states to agree again. It's rare that the states agree at that level. It's also worth noting that if President Trump were reelected, he would be the oldest president to be elected. He's already going to finish this term at 82, which will mean he's going to finish this term as the oldest president we ever had. He's younger than Joe Biden, but he will finish his presidency this second term older than Joe Biden was when Joe finished his most recent term, which passes Ronald Reagan, who held the record previously at 77 years old. I considered it incredibly unlikely that the Republican Party would nominate an 83-year-old Donald Trump, even if there were a legal avenue. He'd be finishing that term at 86 years old. So the hat, really eye-catching, but I think the slogan is more a distraction, maybe a little bit of a, it's brilliant gamesmanship. It's a brilliant thing to keep people busy on something that I don't expect to amount to much. He's going to be 86 years old. You got to get 3/4 of the country or a lot of judges to agree on things that, yeah, I'd rather bet money on sports. How about that? Anybody who knows me knows that says something. Let's get to a check of the weather up next after some local sports and some news info. Later this hour, the Sort of Sports Report and a look at what movie you might be seeing this weekend. We're Trail Mix.
Trail Mix 103.1.
The Packers finally take a receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay at the NFL Draft. The Packers used the 23rd pick overall to select a wide receiver, Matthew Golden, 6 foot even, 195 pounds, out of Texas.
You know, definitely a lot of emotions, man. You know, it all go back to, you know, wanting to be drafted in the first round. And, you know, I knew it was an opportunity East team. You know, when the Packers came, you know, I had a feeling, like I said, that they was going to come get me. And, you know, once I got the car, I answered, and they told me they was picking me, man. So it was a lot of excitement.
GM Brian Gutekunst on the decision to finally take a wide receiver in the first round in 23 years.
Obviously, he's a very gifted athlete, gifted football player, but he's also just wired exactly how we want our guys in the locker room, and I think he's going to fit in really well.
The draft continues tonight. Baseball, the Brewers in St. Louis to open a 3-game weekend series. NBA playoffs, game 3 of the Bucks and the Pacers tonight at Five Surf Forum. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 103.1 Trail Mix, and I'm Austin Brume, here with your local news highlights. Thursday, May 1st at noon, the Price County Highway Department has announced that the seasonal weight limits on all Price County highways will be expiring. Weight limit restrictions will remain in place for County Highway D, Schwamigan Drive to Stavler Road. This notice only applies to county highways, and they advise that you please contact the maintaining municipality for information regarding other weight restrictions. Also on Thursday, May 1st, at noon, Ashton County has announced that they will be lifting their seasonal weight limits as well. Once again, Thursday, May 1st at noon, both Price County and Ashton County will be lifting their seasonal weight limits on all county highways. I'm Austin Bermain. These have been your local news highlights on Trailmix 103.1. For more news, visit trailmix.fm.
Mostly cloudy this morning, gradually clearing by later this afternoon. Our high today in the low 50s with wind out of the north at around 10 to 20. Tonight, clear with a low around 30. Tomorrow, sunshine, low 60s. On Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
David Bowie, Let's Dance here on Trail Mix. We started this hour talking about term limits. It was fascinating, but I think it's fair to say the only way to go is up on this one. Let's go with Sorta Sports after four more right in a row to make five in the middle of the hour. Queen, Foreigner, Green Day, Prince. I'd love to add to this lineup what you request. Head to trailmix.fm directly beneath Now Playing is a song suggestion box. Just type in the name of the song or the name of the artist and hit submit. You can also call us, email us, text us. Any way you know how to get a hold of Trail Mix is a way to request a song. Here's Somebody to Love on WPFP.
Yeah.
Shout out to Bigfoot listening on his blur tooth hair pods. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
I've got to take a little time, a little time to think things over. In case I need it when I'm older. Now this mountain I must climb feels like the world upon my shoulder. Through the clouds I see love. Keeps me warm as life grows colder. In my life, there's been heartache and pain. I don't know if I can face it again. Can't stop now. I've traveled so far to change this lonely life.
Mix 103.1. Trail Mix 103.1.
On Trail Mix with 1999, following Green Day with Holiday. We've heard from Foreigner and Queen, too. And David Bowie started this most recent five in a row. Time now for the Sort of Sports Report and a look at what you might be seeing at the box office this weekend. NFL fans like myself are buzzing this weekend about the draft, the 257 fresh additions to the league, plus actually a lot more than that through the undrafted players, but one retired Rams player is stepping onto a different stage. Former Rams linebacker Mel Owens, 66 years old and single since 2020, will be trading in his cleats for something a little snazzier on the upcoming season of The Golden Bachelor. Owens played for the Rams in the 80s, and he's set to begin filming in July with hopes to find love under reality TV lights. So if you ever wondered what a two-time Pro Bowler looks like, off the NFL stage? Now's your chance. If you had a crush on Mel Owens back in the 80s during his playing days, you'll want to catch The Golden Bachelor in its upcoming season. The NBA playoffs, check out the Heat in the Heartland, the Milwaukee Bucks and the Pacers going at it with more than just the jump shot. These teams have been they've been kind of hot with each other all season. Tensions boiled over into the playoffs. Tonight's game and Sunday's rematch should be great rewatch material, not just for basketball, but for a couple of elbows, too. A little bit of a crossover with the WWE, maybe a little bit of hockey out there on the court. In box office info, a sequel hitting that you may be interested in. Let me get to my notes that we took here. There we go. Whoa, 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 whoa. See, this is what happens when you put it all in one big spreadsheet, and then what you need is at the top, and you scroll to the bottom, and you don't read quickly. The Accountant 2, the sequel to the original. Christian Wolf has a talent for solving problems, but when an old acquaintance is murdered, leaving behind a cryptic message, Wolf is compelled to solve the case. He needs extreme measures, so he calls his highly lethal brother Brax. This is Ben Affleck, John Bernthal, Cynthia Adai Robinson. Deadly conspiracy, targets of a ruthless network of killers who will stop at nothing to keep their secrets buried. Rotten Tomatoes agrees that this is an improvement on the original. So if you were a fan of The Accountant, check out Ben Affleck and John Bernthal in the sequel, Buddy Comedy Chemistry, in a crossover of action. The Accountant 2 can be filed under a good time at the movies. So if you've been looking to scratch that cinema movie itch, check it out this weekend. The Accountant 2, really the only major opening this weekend. This has been a fun little double walk through the Sword of Sports Report and a look at the box office this weekend. 8 o'clock is football. Round one of the NFL draft happened last night. Some major stories. Shedeur Sanders still unpicked, but two quarterbacks did go. This and more in the 8 o'clock hour. Check the weather coming up next.
Trail Mix 103.1.
The annual Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us Saturday, June 21st as we travel to downtown Minneapolis to watch the Brewers take on the Twins. Space is limited, so grab your spot today. This is a one-day adventure. Cost is $100, which includes your ticket, parking, and a comfortable ride on a Krug tour bus. Call today to reserve your spot. 715-762-3221. Brewer Bus Trip 2025. Saturday, June 21st with 98 AQ Country and Trail Mix 103.1 FM.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Mostly cloudy this morning, gradually clearing by later this afternoon. Our high today in the low 50s with wind out of the north at around 10 to 20. Tonight clear with a low around 30. Tomorrow sunshine, low 60s. On Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
Just let you walk away, just let you leave without a trace. When I stand here taking every breath with you, ooh, you're the only one who really knew me at all. How can you just walk away from me when all I take a look at me now.
You're listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.